AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank, time for another edition of Big Facts. This is a bonus because the streets are one of the bonus, so here we are. What's up, Big Bank? What's happening? You good? Like you're thinking in deep thought.
We the biggest.
We the biggest. We going platinum. Forbes, platinum. Yeah. Grammy. Can you win a Grammy for a podcast?
Yes, you can.
You can? Yeah. I'm trying to get a Grammy out this motherfucker.
You know how they say, goddamn, when your shit just going up, somebody just get retarded. I think I'm there.
You're retarded. I'm retarded. Don't get too retarded today, bro, because we got a special brother. Gonna call us from behind the wall. Rollo, man. Gonna call
pop
us, man.
Shit, pop shit.
Rollo gonna call us. But before we even get to that,
still
man,
ain't can't stop shit. Shout out to Rollo, free Rollo.
We should start with a phrase. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Can you elaborate on that? That's really self-explanatory, but that's really complex for a lot of people. They do a crime, they don't want to do the time. And you know what come with that.
These folk putting pressure on these bitch ass niggas.
Who putting pressure on who?
Police putting pressure on these niggas, man. Them folk out there really getting them niggas at that time and shit. So these niggas telling like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Them folk out offering these niggas ass a 40-pack and ain't going down. Like, all right, well, you finna get it Monday.
Yeah.
Nigga ass just start telling like.
But basic
I think
shit.
This street shit over with, though, to me. Like, what is niggas still doing crimes for?
To try
with
to...
other niggas. That shit not over with. Now, tell the
what
street
is, what is niggas still doing crimes for? They are
with
still
other
criminals.
Niggas. I'm saying, like, if you finna do a crime, I'm finna do
so
a crime.
So two niggas might go hit a jury store. We see that
you
on the news.
You should do
that
by yourself.
Do it by yourself?
Do it by yourself. You can't tell on yourself.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I say we can't... Don't do the time. You can't do... If you can do the crime, guess what? Ain't nobody to tell on you by yourself. Ain't nobody to goddamn. Come on, bro. Come on. I ain't got to keep up with you. I'm finna run my own way.
If a criminal, let's talk about criminals, is gonna hit a parking lot or hit a bunch of cars, that type of shit. You can't do it alone.
Why you can't?
It's a lot of fucking cars.
You can do anything by yourself.
You can do anything by yourself. You can rob a bank by yourself.
Yeah, you can do anything by yourself, bro. Like, to me, like, don't do the crime anyway, because we need crime
can
low.
Can you trap by yourself with nobody
yes.
else?
Who, what you mean?
Just completely independent.
Yes, man.
Everybody
yes.
got to answer to somebody.
Oh, no, nah, you can serve, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
You can do whatever, bro. I'm saying, like, now you get told on like that, that's different. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like a, but I'm saying like a crime, like.
Two niggas gonna hit a jury store, because that's been happening.
You can do that by yourself.
Do that by yourself.
Now, you serving a nigga, he tell on you, you can't avoid that.
Well, maybe that's why they not doing it by themselves.
What you mean?
Maybe it's part of their plan. Like,
to tell.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm telling you. So that's exactly what it is, bro. Yeah. Yeah, everybody, these niggas, bro, these niggas who don't kill, like, well, they be like, but that nigga, that's like, nah, he fried. He don't kill. He don't kill because he got out already. Yeah. I kill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I care about doing some shit that's going to send me to jail. You feel what I'm saying? You got some nigga that don't even care about doing certain shit, riding around, smoking in weed in the car with a stick, woo, 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 hot ass pistols in the car, you smoking too. You don't care because you know what you finna tell. You already know you're out. I'm the most carefulish nigga there is. Nervous. Let's pull off. Because I know I don't wanna go through that shit. I know I'm gonna have to stay silent.
How you think some of the biggest street names in history, not everybody, of course, there's some real solid ones, but how you think some of them broke down? Because there was some people on the streets that were solid and niggas just thought, that nigga I'll never tell, and they went in there and they cracked. How you think, like, why do you think? How do you think?
Them bitches. It'll always be back on the bitches, man. Them bitches, man. Nigga trying to get back to that bitch. That's what these niggas be doing. That's why these niggas be telling, bro.
You gonna blame everything?
I'm putting it down. The root of every problem of a nigga you
ain't
is a
say,
bitch.
You ain't say the son, you ain't say the daughter, you said.
Bro, them niggas trying to get back to them bitches, bro.
Oh, man.
Real shit, bro. That's why them niggas tell, or they were just a bitch ass nigga. Off the rip, which is, like I said, a nigga who I already know I'm a telltale. Nigga was a patrol in school and shit, the little shit on, you know what I'm saying? You been telling on niggas. You the hall monitor, raise your hand when he leave out, you take names and all that shit and really take the names. Like, yeah, let me take names. Don't nobody be on that move. They was good. Yeah. We need to be a party. Nigga got that mother nigga writing your name out free, but I'm gonna beat your ass out of school. You know how we do leave. You know what we do? Out of school. Beat your ass out of school.
Hey, how you think crime in the streets would change if there was no option to snitch? Like, you get caught, that's it. You can't snitch. How you think that'll change everything? Because now you can't run that play.
That's a real, bro. We need, them folk need to try that. Screen.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's some shit. Yeah.
Like, you can't tell. We don't want to hear nothing about no telling.
You can't. You got caught.
These niggas still a tell.
Who they gonna tell on? They'll tell just
to tell. These niggas tell because they want a bunk mate too, like.
That's fucked up.
Shit, how you get away?
You said that shit. It won't reduce any of their time. You saying that they would still just tell for the sake of just fucking telling.
Yes, for
that's
hate.
Sad. If that's where we at, that's sad.
Bro, this, you think I'm bull. You know that shit. What you think, Lee? Niggas will still tell, bro, for shit. Niggas is telling now, like all these folk that just call the police for shit and tell, like, they doing it.
Yeah.
Then you're not facing no time or shit.
Nah, it makes sense.
Like, people still tell, like, especially in a situation like, oh, it's no reason to be doing those type of crimes to go to jail, though. Like, why could you put a nigga in a situation? Now, you go tell on some shit, nigga. All right, tell, pussy ass nigga. But you can't tell on me because I don't even know y'all niggas.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. You going to get fucked up fuck with some niggas, man. Anyway, like, ain't never been a crew of a nigga that not told. Like, it's somebody around. We just don't know who it is yet because we ain't went through it. Somebody going to tell it, man. A crew of niggas, a crew of three, want somebody going to tell.
So you should.
You now.
A nigga should know that then. Just kind of getting into the game.
Yes.
You should
that
just know that.
That shit is always an option, especially you, man. Come on, man. Somebody, if you on a lick with a nigga, man, you got more than just yourself there. It's a strong possibility that.
You got a witness.
You got a witness, bro. Like, this shit is different. These niggas is just telling for shit. Like, the code is gone.
Yeah.
Like, the code is gone because niggas in jail ain't making you stand up on it. You know what I'm saying? They got that shit so fucked up, and none of them folks giving you time for asking nigga about their paperwork and shit.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's nobody upholding that shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's upholding that shit, so it's like, damn near extinct.
Snitching shouldn't be an option. I think that'd be...
Why is you even in a situation where you got to tell on somebody else? I ain't never understood that.
I think people are not like me and you, easily influenced. So if you look at teenagers and some of the shit they get into, and then by the time it get real and they get caught or some shit like that, it's like they might not even came up with the idea to do the shit.
Man.
It's just the people that they with.
Well, fucked it up, nigga. Stop busting these nigga ass. Just being real, like, You know, snitches get stitches. What did you say? Nigga had your ass start, your ass getting bust up by that shit. Mm. That's what fucked it up. Mm. Like, it's no consequences behind it. Like, you get out of jail and still be tough. Like, these niggas, what they call them? Silverback rats. These niggas, silverbacks. Then get out, get right back to the pistol, right back. Like, fuck all that. Damn. It is what it is. Still won't smoke, still whatever.
Damn.
Used to back in the day, like, when them niggas tell or something, you know a nigga done told, he get out and go get a job, leave the game alone, he respect it. Mm. Like, I did some whole ass shit, I'm finna just go on and go.
Name burn.
I chose another life.
Name burn.
He nigga getting right back out, man, right back to it, man. Mm. I'm busting and I'm telling. Right or wrong, though? Yeah.
If you can't do the time, nigga, don't do the crime.
Incredible snitches.
Next level.
And young niggas don't care nothing about that, man. Young niggas don't care nothing about telling on your ass, bro. Like, I just feel like it ain't even a reason to do a crime with another person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Coming up, I didn't know that. But, like, now me as myself, like, there's no reason for me to do a crime with another person.
And then crime has evolved too, where you can do, not that we're advocating any of this shit, but you could do digital shit, scamming shit. You could do other.
I'm not even running the light with a nigga in the car with me. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna tell her you're running the light?
Illegal around no nigga, man. Like, bro, cause these niggas, you can't even let them see you. Nothing. Like, I'm not even doing no illegal shit anyway. I don't care about all that. But I'm saying, like, I'm not finna give you. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm doing. Like, you know this. Like, that's the stupidest shit in the world. Like, like back in the days, it shit used to be, like, forbidden. You know what I'm saying? You get caught up sometime and get caught up in the light trying to show niggas what you got going on, popping and shit. But you never pop goddamn no shit that a nigga tell on you. You know? Like, I ain't finna pop no goddamn. Like, how do y'all even have them pistols hanging all out their way, 30 poppers? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that ain't. I'm gonna put you down on something, man. That's how you get shot. I know he keep a pistol. Shoot him first. Bro, the secret is in having that motherfucker tucked. Nigga don't know. He ain't never seen me with no gun. That don't mean I don't got now. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole, right? Am I right or wrong?
That made a lot of sense.
Like, that's a case, straight up. Like, you walk around with a strap on you, a 30 pop up, nigga, rat ass nigga, just call the police. Call the Fed, his Fed buddy.
You gotta hide.
A lot of these niggas finna get their W-2 from the police too. Like, niggas really working with these folk, bro. And nigga just told me, my partner was just locked up in the Fed, man. He just told me, like, these folk really paying these niggas. Like, it's a check, no cap. Y'all laugh. That's what I'm saying. So you saying, like, a nigga ain't even facing, like, niggas getting paid for this shit. You're an officer.
You saying they getting paid?
They don't call it a salary. It's like they call it a monthly stipend.
Stipend. Yeah. I'm saying, so you saying that when they go in, they turn into one of them type shit. You ain't saying they just getting random people off the streets and hiring them, or
I'm
that
saying
too.
Like a nigga, yeah, like not even. You can sign up.
You can
sign,
okay. like the army.
Some sort of value that they can use.
Yeah. Like these niggas telling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a telltale for the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they doing. Like, I'm going around getting information just on everything. You know, you got certain niggas in the street that just know everything. Mm-hmm. These niggas done made a career out that shit. Like, I call him. Like, a nigga we can just call. Mm. What about those guys? They say some new guys be on such and such, but such and such. Who are they? Mm. You know, that type of shit.
Yeah.
Like, just getting paid.
That's crazy.
Like, nigga, you really... informant.
Yeah. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
So with them eyes, right? Again, we go back to it. That just make the streets play it out.
I said this shit over, bro.
Because how can you win?
The streets is
what
over
is the blueprint to win in the streets now? Long term,
the streets part of hustling and doing some bullshit. The criminal side of it is over with. But to me, I'm saying streets to me is a mentality too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be in the hood every day like to be a street nigga. It's just the way you move from the back old shit. Because a lot of you niggas out here, they just poke. These niggas ain't street niggas. They just poor as fuck. They just gotta be outside.
That's another quote. Difference between
outside. These niggas, street niggas gonna get them some money. That's what their term used to be.
Yeah, that makes sense. Difference between a street nigga and just a poor nigga.
Yeah, you just poor hell outside doing some dumb shit.
That don't make you a street nigga.
Street nigga take care of the streets.
Mm.
You taking away from this shit? Like, I ain't talking about robbing shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit come with it. But I'm saying, like, you taking value away from the shit, like, for us. Like I say back again, doing shit to pedestrians or people who didn't sign up for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit, that's what take the value out of it. That's what make niggas stop respecting everything. Like, it's no respect. It's no love for nothing. Like you say Rollo about to call in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had niggas, he took care of these niggas, man. Whoever these niggas is who told on him, they say some niggas told him, I don't know. But he had niggas that shouted out there, gave these niggas everything. You know what I'm saying? Gave these niggas some faith. You know what I'm saying? God to believe all kinds of shit. And you tell on a nigga like this?
Yeah.
These niggas ain't no morals, ain't no nothing. Don't nobody love these niggas, man.
That's the root. Fuck these bitches.
Don't nobody love these niggas, man. These niggas need some love, man. You don't left your baby out here, man, to be. You know what I'm saying? You gotta love your kids, man.
Yeah.
Real yeah. shit, bro. No matter what I did in these streets, whatever, ooh, I love my kids still. Mm. They know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're a big reason, a part of goddamn, me and my wife stayed, you know what I'm saying? Stayed so strong so long.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not finna be over here and they over there. I don't give a fuck. Give a fuck, bitch. If I don't ever talk to you in the house ever. We ain't gotta see each other. I should be in the garage. I'm gonna be right here with my kids because you gotta be there to protect them and see them, you know what I'm saying? They slips and falls and shit.
Yeah.
If not, niggas will just try to do what they see. Some internet shit.
Or find another father figure.
Make believe shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the little kid just lost his life. Like, whoever did that or whatever, I don't know how it happened, but it's just like, why he had to kill the nigga? I don't know if they had no beef or not, but if it was a robbery or whatever, why you had to kill him?
Yeah.
Just get the shit in, do hang your business. Like, I don't know, man.
It's a deeper hate with certain shit. Like, it's a jealousy, a hate, like an envy. You know what I'm saying?
But when you do shit like that, you still never win. Like, you're going to lose in the end like that. Like, you're going to suffer.
For sure.
You do shit like that, you're going to suffer, man. Like, God don't goddamn, man, that shit real.
Mm.
Like, bro, anytime you do some shit, bro, out of hate or envy, your ass through.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You do some real shit. Hey, man, it was either goddamn trick your ass out these pounds or whatever the fuck I just did. This ain't gotta be hate, nigga. My kids were just finna goddamn starve. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't take this shit to go get on Instagram and shit, it's up. Ooh, no.
Yeah.
I took this shit to go handle my business. That's a different. Like, that's why I don't say fault blank bank robbers and shit like that, niggas who scam. Nobody how they get their money.
Mm.
I don't judge people how they get their money.
We ain't here to judge, yeah, I got you.
But nigga, that ain't getting no money snatching no lady out no goddamn car. I'm waiting, what they pay, how much they pay them car?
500? 300?
What they getting them car, but
oh, I just heard, my bad. I just heard that.
Them niggas going too hard for them.
What type of car they
Yeah.
More than 3,000.
But these niggas don't know how to hustle though. So it's just a part of the game I can't understand, but I don't get it, but I can't say nothing about it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no hustle there for these niggas, man. We could walk outside and make money. You just walk into money, man. That shit ain't like that no more. Niggas want to see other players with money. I might see a nigga from goddamn another side of town, this west side nigga. We just met each other in the club, bounce. Shit, bro, what y'all be doing? The shit be solid, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I get money 5-10 years together. Then my buddy from over here on goddamn Bankhead. You know what I'm saying? Me didn't even get money forever. You know what I'm saying? Then my little nigga from Montreal goddamn. I've been shouting, man. Niggas don't even know our business. Players want to see other players because he'd be like, this young nigga out there, ooh, ooh. If I got the bag, I'm going to make sure, bro. You know you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You can't get this shit. But however it go, niggas ain't even doing that. Because niggas feeling like, take a nigga off. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take these niggas off. So they make the nigga who got the bag, he try to got to figure out how to buy him some trucks and shit. And man, fuck these niggas. I be like, kill these niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This shit just fucked up, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
That's the key, though. You just said you would meet somebody, like meet them in real life and meet them. Like, niggas ain't, it's on the phone. See what I'm saying? So people seeing all this shit again on Instagram on the phone.
Yeah.
And they're seeing all of this money. They see the after effect. They don't sit like that. Nobody sees what it took. The grind.
Yeah, yeah.
They see the after effect.
That's what niggas got started at. Showing these rap niggas and shit, man. Y'all niggas be showing all that money and shit, man. That shit cool, but y'all got to show these niggas.
Show some of that grind.
How y'all grind that shit, bro. Show these niggas how you sitting in the studio and shit, my nigga, for long nights and shit. Let niggas know this shit ain't easy, man, because these niggas just thinking instantly. Like, instant fuck up the bag type shit, man. Like, nigga come up on 5,000 and fuck up 4,000 of the money, man. That is going backwards.
Ass backwards.
That's backwards, bro. You gotta be trying to goddamn go up, dog. We ain't trying to go back. Nigga, I could wait on the motherfucking goddamn Dior shoes or my job. I could wait on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep this same shit I got on with this bankroll in my pocket and figure out how to double this shit up.
Hustle talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Hustle talk. Mm-hmm. What's some of the shit you say to your partners when they call you, like, from behind the wall of the feds just to keep their spirits up and shit like that?
I don't talk to niggas in jail, man. I love all my niggas in jail. They talk to my wife. You know what I'm saying? If you need something, send the money. I email my partner, Tori, though.
Okay.
My brother, like, he about to come home. I email him, but, like, bro, I can't talk to no nigga in jail. What we talking about?
They might just
my brothers and shit, like, they call me, them niggas, my brother locked up, my nephew, all them niggas, they locked up, them niggas, they don't call me, but they'll call me and be like, when they call me, I know it's, what's up, bro? My dad was locked up 26 years.
Yeah.
My brother locked up 16 years, he just got out, my dad just got out, and my nephew 10 years, like, they all at home, but they understand it, like, I ain't no one talk no nigga in jail, what the fuck are we talking about? I love you.
So if you was in, you wouldn't?
No, I'm calling my wife.
I got you. Unless
well,
you,
I got you though.
Unless like, you might, you're you. Right. I got you. I got what you're saying.
$1 billion to the chain gang.
Yeah.
No cap.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
Like niggas ain't missing no meal. Fuck with bank, but it's like what the fuck. I want like we just gonna say about hell yeah, bro. Bro, shit, hell yeah, bro. You locked up. What the fuck are we talking about? Ain't nothing to talk about. They telling you what I'm doing. They got phone. Y'all see this shit. Nigga, you on my Instagram. You follow me. We DMing each other and shit. Now don't get it fucked up. We still chopping up like OGR shots out of all my niggas.
Yeah.
We still got them. Chopping it up on DM, like, bro, these niggas is at home, really.
Yeah.
in them chain gangs and shit. He even got phones and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? But like just sitting on the phone, I just talked to Duty. Problem child, I just talked to him on the way up here on the phone. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's it. Like, he was on the phone with Jay, but he don't even call me. Mm. My son Lil was locked up. He didn't even call me. He locked up for 2 years. I ain't talked to Lil on the phone not one time. I visited him. I ain't talked to him on the phone not one time.
That's crazy.
Locked up. No cap. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
So you saying just do your time?
Because the nigga in jail, them niggas, so they still, these niggas, a lot of these locked up old niggas, they stuck too. These niggas said the wrong shit on your phone. Hey, bro, you know the fuck nigga down for putting the knife on him. Bro, I don't want to say that on my motherfucking phone, country ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hell nah, nigga, you try to get a motherfucking salad, nigga. But not even trying on no sucker shit, you know what I'm saying? But just goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Nigga country ass, bro, nigga been gone 20 years and shit. Hell yeah, man. They say got down the boy out there killed the boy. And, bruh, we don't talk about, I don't know nothing about none of that type of stuff.
Well, somebody that we're going to talk to in a little bit is Rollo, man.
Nah, but I want to talk to Rollo.
Yeah, for sure. You know, nah, give it
a
circle.
Rollo, because you know what I'm saying? Rollo be having a good spirit. Like,
yeah,
like we talked to him the other day on the phone. Like, he called on FaceTime. Like,
yeah.
Like, I want to speak to a nigga, but I like, you know how a nigga just call you every day?
Oh, right.
Bro, I'm busy, bro. Hey, yo, bitch, I ain't trying to just... Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. Hold on, bro. Hold on. Let me catch... Hold on, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Hey, bro, I ain't trying to do that shit. Yo, fuck, bro. You should have did that shit, whatever you did. I love you. I tell nigga the truth, bro. He my brother's like...
Yeah.
Call me back, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What? But you need something?
When you coming home.
Yeah, I can't tell you that, bro, that's going to do that, but got to hurt your feelings while you locked up. Bro, we going up out here, bro. This shit going, you know what I'm saying? That shit hit a nigga in the stove. Don't leave. Mm-hmm. I already got to talk to my bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to talk to niggas. Well, I'm locked up either. If I'm locked up, I don't want to talk to y'all, nigga. About what? Hey, bro, them folks said goddamn, huh? I'm saying this same speech 62 niggas. Yeah, bro, them folks said goddamn shit should be goddamn. Nigga, I'll see y'all, nigga. When I see y'all, when I get out. Unless I need, sir. Lebo, send that. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's all a real nigga care about. Like, and there's a lot of niggas looking at this shit gonna be like, hell yeah. Long nigga keep a nigga book straight, bruh.
Yeah, that's mandatory.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, kids, whatever, man. Niggas ain't never, I don't give a fuck, bro. There's so many niggas in chain gang right now probably listening to this shit like, I been trying to find this nigga number. Niggas know. I can get bank on the phone. I can get some.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. It's so many niggas in chain gang know that, bruh, like, bruh, who got it? Who got? You know what I'm saying? You know, I got that motherfucker locked down, but you get my number out, I ain't never talking to you no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if a nigga find their way to my DM, I see, like, okay, it did, bruh, forgot that. Such and such, woo woo. You know what I'm saying? But niggas know, like, that shit is spreading out this whole Georgia prison system, man. Get bank number, you gonna get you something, man. Right or wrong? Yeah. Am I lying, Lee? How many niggas call you every day? Come to the camera, nigga. They be like, what bank number? But yo, he called me like, such, such, looking for you. Woo, woo, woo. Just send him whatever and I got you. Am I right or wrong? I don't want to talk to nigga. Just send him 200, send him 300. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I already know, nigga, you finna talk about a whole bunch of nothing to be like, oh yeah, and bro, goddamn, could you give a girl, goddamn? Nigga, say that off the rip to me.
Start with that.
Hey, because I already know, nigga, you don't want to talk. You probably miss a nigga.
Yeah.
But you don't want to talk to me, really? You trying to make this store or buy you some weed or whatever you're trying to do. Straight up, let's get this shit over, bro. Cause I don't want to talk. I'm trying to goddamn
keep it
big
moving.
Facts and goddamn shit shows and you know what I'm saying?
Keep it moving.
Emails and Gmails. You my real phone you calling on. I don't got one phone. I ain't trapping no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like on some real shit, like, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna drag this shit out, man. Waiting on Rollo to call. What time he calling?
Rollo about to call, man. Rollo about to call. Listen, follow us, Big Facts Pod. Rollo is up next.
Yeah.
Yep.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Rollo, what's up, bro? Talk to us.
Well, you know what's up? Hot shit, pop shit. You know what's on it. So it can't stop a motherfucking thing.
Nah, for real, though.
What you talking about?
What's the facts? We're here for the facts, man. When you coming home, man, the streets miss you.
The facts is if I was one of you red ass niggas, I could have been out. Big fat.
Okay.
I'm holding it down like a real, real big old op, man. The fact is, we waiting on the judge to rule on the motions. The fact is, shit, if they don't, you know, I was on my jet, of course, and outside of my jet, my bros were coming to pick me up or whatnot. And I don't know if y'all know how the G5 is, but you know, you always had a little room in the middle. So, goddamn, when I was on the jet, my mans and them was outside picking me up. So, goddamn, they had firearms on them. So, with the 6 months that they offering me, they trying to get them an extra 5 years for the firearm. So, I don't know if y'all know federal law or whatnot, but whenever you got a firearm and the drugs, they try to give you separate time. So, if I take the 6 months, my mans are not capable. It's a possibility that they'll do 10 to 15 years. So, almost a shit like, I'm going to ride it out until they grant the motion. So, if they deny it. You know, I got a way that I can beat them. So unlike this whole shit, a put kind of show, you know, you get 2 months off every year in the feds. So that's 10 months, and then you get 12 months halfway house. Take away the 6 months, that equals 38 months. Mm-hmm. I've been locked up 22 months. So you add the 22 with the 15 months I'll be out, and 15 months if push come to show. But
you said worst come to worst, you got 15 months.
It works kind of worse. I'm gonna take the plea, but right now it's fuck them. Right now it's fuck them.
Nah, for real. So you say if you take the plea, you'll still be home in 15 months.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. But if I take the plea, I withdraw my motions. I withdraw the fight if I take the plea. Nah. And if I take the plea, the home is gonna be gone while I'm still out. You smell me? I ain't really spelling that.
Nah, I can.
So I'm gonna hold it down.
Yeah, we can't.
Any day now, you know.
We came together, we're going to leave.
Exactly. Any day now, you know, they can grant the motion. You know what I'm saying? I got good news today. My lawyer just told me that they got to March the 5th to respond, because they ain't even responding to the warrant of search and seizure. You smell me?
Nah, that's so, cool. When we, the street definitely miss you, bro, because goddamn, we started doing the Big Facts, and they saw you online. They was like, man, hey, man, y'all need to get Rollo on Big Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, big old facts. No big cap, man. You went for no cap, bud. It's a big facts now. Hey, you all about the motherfucking truth, ain't it?
Nah, for real.
Hey, son,
nah, bro. It's good to see you in good spirit, though, my brother.
That's what I was going to say. Good to see you up.
Man, I don't even know how to be down, man. So give me the whole 5 years, I'm still be smiling. When I came on my jet, I was smiling at that.
Nah,
hey, happy birthday. Hey, man, you know, I did everything under the sun, man. You smell me? I'm still in my 20s. You did?
Nah, that's real.
So what up been going on, McRaven?
Man, you know, we out here working, man.
Bank on the way to Forbes. Forbes list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You on the way.
I'm trying to get back on now.
Yeah.
I gotta get back on now.
Back on now, nah, for real shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get back on now.
Nah, but you say goddamn.
There go Jay. Man, what the fuck, Jay? What's up, baby? Hey. Man, you better tell me you love me. You better not know what Patty Carr outside you up.
Don't
the motherfucking Big Fans right now. What's up? Yeah. So, she just gonna walk past the real nigga?
No. Nah, she taking pictures. She was taking pictures of you.
You know, I love you, boy.
I love you more. You know that. The death.
Hey, you talking about? That's the only gap I love in the world. Damn it. That keeps it cold, baby.
Hey, Rob.
Big man. Whoa.
So it was some rats on your case with you. These big fat, these streets want to know this shit.
Hey, man, you know how you got there? You know how you walk through the meditation at the courthouse? And you walk through the meditation through the jail, and you just get arrested. You walk through the meditation. Them niggas start telling soon they walk through the meditation. hold up.
What's about niggas?
Got here.
Nah, but on a serious note, like, niggas, you did everything for, like
man.
Everything.
Some of them niggas ain't even locked up, right? You know, some of them niggas ain't even locked up. They still walking around, you know. They knew that shit was going on the situation, right? But they just chose. They got caught up doing some shit. See, they worked from the bottom. The Fed worked from the bottom to the top. So they had niggas already doing shit that I ain't even know they had. Like, I don't do shit like that. Them niggas was selling guns. I ain't never sold a gun in my motherfucking life. So they was selling guns and shit. So what had to happen was, they like, if you got down, cooperate on Rollo, we gonna give you immunity from your case or whatnot. So what they did, they started doing that. And then what they fucked around and did, they tried to do a big buy, and they robbed the FBI agent. So when they robbed the FBI agent and the feds and shit, that's when they ended the investigation. That's when they came and got me off the jet. Because they weren't really stunned that shit. They wanted, you know, they were trying to get me. So goddamn, when they did that, they kind of they were going to investigate me for about 5-6 years or whatnot. But when they robbed the FBI agent, that shit kind of...
Made them go ahead with their move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So them niggas already was telling when I was... Everywhere I go, you know how they was... kept coming and finding me wherever I was pulling up at. It was the niggas that was with me that was telling them where I was at.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But some niggas ain't even had nothing to do with my case. Niggas been doing that shit for years. This shit go back for to 2010, 2011. Like, they been on the bumper, but some kind of way Allah just blessed me and I was able to keep it pushing or whatnot, but they kept doing different investigations. So when they investigation, they get like 6 months sometimes, so they get a year. And then when they didn't reach what they supposed to got, they end up stopping. But this time, they was just like, fuck.
But nah, like, you think them folks feel like goddamn you was a threat because of, you know, like how much power you had as a young nigga, you know what I'm saying? How you had niggas moving, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas knew, like, shout and move something, you know what I'm saying?
So, you know, the only threat is when you get to buying they motherfucking property up. And when you, like, they love when you beef. They love when you go run a house. They love when you go run a car and all that old phone ass shit these rap niggas doing. But when you actually start buying this shit, when you got the deed to your houses and apartments and plazas and Lamborghinis and shit, like, you become a threat to them. You smell me? Yeah. Because they trying to accomplish something and you stopping them from their accomplishments. So, like, they love when they see Lucha and goddamn a butt thug beef. They love that. Yeah, kill each other.
Right, you're right.
But when you started telling, like, peace, I don't want no smoke. Don't do this. They love to see us do little dumbass shit. So yeah, so we facts. Can lose. So we can kill each other. They ain't got to kill us. You smell
facts,
me?
Facts.
Damn. What's the first thing you want to do when you touch down, bro?
I want to pray.
There you
go.
You
know, I be praying. You know, I said, Pops, so you see it in my face. I want to pray. I want to go to a mosque and pray with the ops. I want to eat me some pussy. Secondary. Big facts. Big facts. It's big facts, don't we? Yeah, we talk big facts. And then I want to go see my kids. And then, you know, I want to get in the mix. I want to get with the real ones. You know, my boy Town Boss been all. Town Boss and you. Y'all two motherfuckers. Y'all. They're the first name out here. You know, I hear a lot of these rap niggas, but you know, on the street too, y'all the two first names out here when it's love coming my way. It's you solid, and Timbo.
It's solid for sure, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, it good to see you, bro. See your nigga in good spirit. I already know what you finna call him, explode, bro. Go crazy. Man, God take a nigga through shit just so he can see certain shit, man. That's the way I look at it.
Nah, you know, I see, you know. This shit beautiful. I'm happy. You know, I needed this. You smell me? I needed to see. I want to never knew how these niggas was. You smell me? I want to never knew.
Exactly.
So, you know, this shit really show you things that you wasn't able to see when you was out there. I'm happy, bro. I'm blessed, bro. I don't even think I could be more happy. You did?
Nah.
I'm super happy. You know, they treat me well in the feds. Everywhere I go, I take over the compound. They kick me out every compound I've been to, so. You know, I'm doing
Rallo.
I love
Rallo.
You smell me?
Nah,
real
shit. Hey, we appreciate it, bro. You know, we riding for you out here, bro. Anything you need.
But that ain't no question, boy. Screen, you been putting off forever, boy. Your ass ain't gonna stop, boy. They love, boy.
Gotta keep going.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Screen.
Hey, wait. Whenever you're ready, bro, we want to hear about that.
I'm ready.
We want to hear about that Morag, man. We're hearing some things about this Morag. Put us down. Let us
we know want motherfucking more, man. We want more. We want the Morag. You know, I hold up bill company, man. I actually just got a $230,000 invoice today about that shit. So, what we doing, man? What we doing, goddamn? I mean, we made history, goddamn. They're the first bidder ever passed in the United States of America House according to marijuana reform. Man, you like to have police. Everybody got beat up in there, though. He coming in here running. So goddamn. So, yeah, man. Man, you got me fucked up. Yeah, they going crazy.
Y'all nigga crazy.
So goddamn.
They get out the phone, bro.
Well, you know what I mean, man. I don't got no phone, bro. You crazy? You crazy? Nah, man. Yeah, no. I ain't do shit. Man, you better go home, man. Shut up. You said I'm locked down. Nah, man. Man, you better go home. What's wrong with him?
Tell him about Morag.
We focus while we got this time.
Hey, man, we trying to get the bill passed, man. He's drunk back there. You see him? He's like, crazy, ain't it? Morag. He need to go home, man. So, yeah, man, prison reform, it gave all the niggas locked up federally for marijuana. The United States of America shouldn't be able to prosecute marijuana charges.
Nowhere. You saying nowhere, period, in the United States.
I mean, the states, Donald Trump, you know, I ain't gonna count. Like, I know out there in the world, everybody probably hate Donald Trump. Man, I'm gonna do my visa. Nah, man. He tell me lock down. My nigga tripping, man.
Donald Trump, bro.
Come on.
Oh yeah, Donald Trump. Donald Trump passed some shit called the First Step Act. Man, what? I know, why the hell you gonna make me do that? Man, get them niggas locked down. I was in the midst of something. I'm a celebrity.
That nigga crazy. Nah, man, nah. Look, he be hanging up. That nigga rolling crazy. Shouts out to Rollo, man. Free Rollo.
Shouts out to Rollo. Free Rollo. He'll be home soon.
Crazy.
Small option.
This shit hard, though, right here.
Nah, it is.
Real shit. It real life shit.
Man. Uncut.
We gonna see if they lock my boy down. Man, Rollo finna finesse his way through this shit. He been finesse it. Then he said, I'm a celebrity.
You gotta go home.
About 12 minutes, about 6 7 minutes. They tripping. Hello, chasing that crock, ain't it? You just see that crock, red crock.
Oh man, cut it out, bro.
You just red crock the camera. Arcing up, chasing them. About that call, boy. It's big facts, man. What's up, man? He's just sitting right there, right on the camera. Y'all ain't watching the camera. They gonna see it on the shit. So if the more act happened, what'd he do? He come home?
Everybody come home.
Everybody who ever had weed case.
All
like, no matter when, they caught the case. Damn.
And then not only that, it also provides for disproportionate people who have been set aside, like black people. It provides financing for minorities to get into the marijuana industry.
Mm.
So
that's
shit.
Mm.
We've been working on putting it in.
That's good. That's crazy. I hope he come home. He come home regardless. Like you just said, the worst come to worst, 15. But all these folks, bro, locked up for this bullshit in these little towns and shit about this weed, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas done got caught with 10 pounds, got 50 years and shit in these little small towns, yeah. Like, in the fed.
Yeah.
When niggas will come home, that's big. He about to goddamn say Trump. I told y'all Trump goddamn don't be really just doing no bullshit.
It's the Trump show. It's the Trump show, boy. This is Trump show. Well, we getting Trump them votes. Killer Mike gonna get on our ass.
Hey man, I ain't saying getting no votes or nothing, man. But hey man,
y'all gotta understand
this shit
though.
Working is working.
Man, he continued.
Oh nah, yeah, nah, yeah, yeah. Nigga gonna get some money. But these niggas ain't selling dope no more.
Yeah, that's true, but
I ain't no J's no more. Real shit, man. These niggas, man, I ain't seen no J's, man. This shit crazy. We gonna click Rollo out, man. He probably called back.
Salute Rollo. Big facts.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.